Video: Squad members rip President Biden for staying silent on Minnesota pipeline. By Amy Furr on September 5, 2021. Members of the Democrat squad criticized President Joe Biden on Saturday for remaining silent regarding a Minnesota oil pipeline. To support indigenous leaders, Reps. Ianga Pressley, DMA, Cori Bush, DMO, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, joined Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, to protest the nearly finished Line 3 pipeline, according to Fox News. "I think it's really important that President Biden understands that this decision around being silent is devastating these communities," Tlaib claimed during a press event. "It is hurting them, and if anything, especially because the experience that we've had in Michigan is that Enbridge believes they're above the law. They're not. They are not above the law," she added. Pressley told attendees, "The systematic oppression of marginalized people had been precise, exact, often legislated, and it's very similar." In a social media post, Bush explained the group came to Minnesota to join indigenous water protectors in the fight to stop Line 3. During her remarks given at the event, Omar said it was unconscionable for us to see zero action being taken by our governor and president in stopping this pipeline. On Friday, Republican U.S. Representative Pete Stauber hosted an event with Republican legislators at the Minnesota Capitol to explain the Line 3 pipeline would benefit numerous construction workers and their families, NPR News reported. "Enbridge replacement of Line 3 is a good, safe project," Stauber noted, adding, "It's been vetted, one of the most vetted projects in this entire state. And it has been successfully defended in the courts." Stauber shared a video on Saturday of Line 3 construction workers talking about the project. "From the lowest paid person on the job to the highest paid person on the job, it all makes a decent living for everybody involved," one worker stated. In August, the Minnesota Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal from opponents of Enbridge's Line 3 pipeline, which let stand a decision by independent regulators to allow construction to move forward, the Associated Press, AP, reported. Without comment, the state's highest court declined to take the case, issuing a one-page order that effectively affirmed a decision in June by the Minnesota Court of Appeals. And it left the Native American and environmental groups that have been protesting at construction sites across northern Minnesota with a dwindling number of legal options, the article read.